Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On one hand, he says, I think he will be ready for Sunday. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he says, this is going to be something that probably lingers for Darius.
Yeah, what's fascinating to me, and this might be one of the bigger tests that Atkinson has from a coaching standpoint in the series, is monitoring and figuring out when Darius is healthy versus when Darius seems like he needs a break, and then mixing and matching that up with what he needs to do with Ty Jerome.
Yeah, it's interesting. That whole conversation, by the way, and I'm not going to shut down the conversation, because I know eventually it might end up being a conversation. If Ty Jerome continues to develop, if he takes another leap next year, and Darius is making a lot of money, maybe Darius is going to... I understand that there are parts of this that will come in time, but the people who jumped on two games against a just sad sack Miami team,
right,
where Ty was great, do not get me wrong, but basing that to say the Cavs are better without Ty Jerome, better with Ty Jerome and without Darius Garland, Guys, you're playing right into what Tyler Hero and Kyle Anderson, I think, are saying in the midst of some sour grapes because they're losers.
It's nonsensical, but it does make you wonder, though, if Darius is dealing with this throughout the entire postseason. I'm just throwing a number out there. If it's 85% Darius, I still think you're better than with Ty Jerome. But that's why I say Atkinson is going to have to like monitor this. Yeah. If Darius seems like he's struggling, maybe you do have to go longer stretches with Ty Jerome.
Well, and here's the thing. With Darius, I think we initially went to, well, he's hurt. We've seen what we get out of Darius when Darius is hurt previously. I think Darius's confidence, and I think it was bolstered by those first two games of that Miami series. I don't think we should just assume some sort of massive regression or last year's Darius to show up again just because he's dealing with a toe injury.
No, totally fair. But if there was ever a series that I think Atkinson, it almost would be beneficial just to maybe take it easy on Garland, it would be this series because the Pacers are just so good offensively. And, I mean, the on-off splits with Garland from an offense stand or defense standpoint is obvious. So, like, this would be the series that if you really want to play to that hand, you could.
It's just tough for me to say that because, yes, you're maybe gaining something. It's not like Ty Jerome's a world beater.
Well, it's more than just Ty Jerome, though. It's different ways that they can do that starting five and that lineup that would be out there. It'd be more than just Ty Jerome. It may be in other spots then you obviously Strus remains out there. And then you can have Merrill and Wade in some sort of combo, you know? Like, there's so much flexibility. And I think the freeness that Atkinson must feel, not forcing.
I said freeness.
No.
Thought there was another word there.
Not forcing Garland if he maybe isn't looking the greatest or maybe this toe is bothering him has got to be some sort of relief. It would be for me if I was him.
I don't know. I mean, Darius is a 40.3-point shooter. If the goal is who's going to score more points at the end of the game, or at the end of the day, I know you want to have good defense. The same point, Indiana is just a cheap imitation of what you do. So, like,
yeah,
if it comes down to, if the Cavs at full bore, the Cavs can outscore them. With Darius. I don't know without Darius.
Well, but again, though, the difference, though, is it Darius at 100% or is it Darius at 80%? I think this is part of the convo.
They're like 83%. What if we met in the middle?
And we don't know. This is obviously
build a bridge to Trust Town.
Just trying to have a conversation here. But I think this is the things that Atkinson has to monitor and look at and be like, is this toe actually bothering him? It bothered him enough to miss two games, and Atkinson says isn't going away. And you heard Chris. I think Chris laid it out perfect. Like, a lot of Darius's game is built on the idea that he can just go by guys because he's so quick. He's just so incredibly fast. They can do things on a court that other people can't. And if that's limited in some way, then you do become less of a Darius.
Have we gotten to a point yet where Darius, this is a baked-in excuse for Darius?
I don't think we're there. I don't think we're there yet. Do you feel like we're there?
No, probably not. But against Boston, maybe.
Well, so here's the thing. If he struggles against Boston, it will for sure come back to the idea that he's dealing with this toe injury.
But like,
you know that, and I know that.
What if he plays really well in this series? What if he plays this series in, let's say it's a 5-game series, and so his 7-game stats are ridiculous, and then he struggles in Boston?
Well, then if he plays great for 7 games and his stats are awesome, then you can't tell me the toe's an actual problem.
I think we've just gotten to the point where I'm just going to come up with a lot of what ifs just to see where we are with this.
Did I answer enough of them for you?
I'll probably think of one or two more.
Okay.
You never know.
No, I mean, it's so clear to me. It's so easy when it comes down to how you treat Darius and what you need to do with Darius. But I think that's the hard job that Atkinson has when it comes to actually figuring out how good is he going to be and what he can contribute.
Is Darius versus Ty Jerome a real conversation right now?
No, it isn't. But that might change if 2 games in, Darius looks like that's 60% Darius, and then all of a sudden, you got to figure out, maybe it's not Darius versus Ty Jerome, but it's Darius versus whatever combination Atkinson can come up with that would replace Darius.
I think my frustration is people are using the Darius versus Ty Jerome conversation right now to maybe have a longer-term Darius versus Ty Jerome, and I just feel like saying pump the brakes to all of that mess.
Yeah,
Darius was elite in the first 2 playoff games. Like, I just... Yeah. At some point, it feels like we're still playing the let's devalue Darius every turn we get. And I'm not saying you're doing that, but it does feel like there's a certain segment of Cavs fans who want to do. I'm out on that. No, that kid, he was awesome the first 2 games. I'm going to give him the chance here if he's healthy enough to play, and certainly beyond that as well. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.